Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Thank you, Dr. Mbokota. Yeah, it sounds like it's very heavy to be in clinical medicine of late. We, the office people, feel the pressure as well. And we are with everyone who is out there in the field, and we pray that God hears all these prayers. Now we're moving on to the keynote address by Reverend Molo. I don't know how he got there, but he's in Cape Town. You know, the other people went to Home Affairs to go to UK and whatnot, and how he got there, I don't know, because he was supposed to be here, but he's there. Something needs to happen. I think I need to go work in Home Affairs. Over to you, Rev Molo.
Good morning, or good afternoon, everyone. Am I audible?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I am here. This is still South Africa. Whatever your perceptions are, I am still South African. And I don't need a visa for you. I nearly didn't come here because of the weather. There are people who came here to run, and they were told they can't run anymore. But I was allowed to come in. Good afternoon, my dear friends and leaders. It really is simply a wonderful time for me to be with you to share in this moment. Sorry that I am unable to be with you physically because I am in an event here in Cape Town in Athlone, and that meant that I need to be here. So it simply is my great pleasure to join you into this wonderful. This is my third time that I have participated in this event, and all the time that I take part in it, I am in awe of the work that all of you do. In awe, because as I said last time, I don't know how many of you remember this, and I saw in your faces when I said that you don't think this is serious. You, who are healthcare professionals, are doing a much more sacred job than anything that I can do as a pastor, because you participate in something that is divine in its essence. For the Bible introduces God as the one who creates life, as the one who sustains life. The God that is presented in the Bible doesn't start by preaching. It starts by saying, let there be light, and light emerges. And then he creates the sea and everything that goes with it, because God is one that creates. And after creation, God is deeply concerned with life. And you, therefore, who participate in this sacred task, are representing God in the most beautiful of ways. And that is a way of making sure that all of God's people, their life is not only protected, but it is made to be a life of dignity, a life of productivity, and a life of commitment to that which is good. Because in all honesty, my dear friends, without health, nothing is possible. If you are unhealthy, the nation that is unhealthy is moving slowly towards death rather than moving towards productivity. Happiness is precipitated and built around the quality of health that we have. Quality of relationships that we live are also influenced by how healthy we are. So you who are here in this room and in the virtual spaces that we live, know this truth, that God sees what you do. That God is proud of what you do. That God treasures what you do. And that God in many, many ways sees you as an extension of what God has created in the world. You are not merely active in trying to patch up things, but you're at the center of what God has in mind for the world. So you as health practitioners are participating in that great task of a God who makes all life a life of dignity, a life of joy, a life of happiness, indeed a life of hope. For when you deal with patients who are living on the verge of their life coming to an end, you give them the ability to believe that tomorrow can be better. And because you do that work, you are special. You are one of the special breeds that society should always remember. Truth is, we honor football players more than we honor you. We might know Usia Kolisi more than we know you. Usia Kolisi has gone and played, and we see him in posters. But did not know the doctor who healed his knee when he could not play almost for half a season. We do not know the doctor who takes care of him when his health is fragile. But because no one sees you, no one honors you, do not underestimate the power of what you do for the world and for society. You, in your presence, we increase life expectancy in many of our people, because without your intervention, some of our people could die prematurely. There are quite many of our people who still need to find that ability to live lives of dignity, and they need most of you to be present in their lives. So as you journey and find yourselves living under strain and stress, living under a society that is not grateful, sometimes, as was indicated just now, a society that reminds you of the earliest of mistakes, how bad you are, remember this truth: there is a God who sees you. There is a God who watches you. And there is a God who says to you, I am proud of you. And because the God we worship is not a God of noise, he whispers these beautiful messages to you in a soft and tender voice and say, you are doing a great job. But most importantly, I also want to ask of you, don't look for the politicians to tell you are doing a great job. Look at that child whose life you have saved. Look at them when they smile back at you and they simply say thank you. Look at that old lady who comes into your hospitals with nobody who cares for them. Sometimes they're dropped at the door, and they're dropped at the door. Nobody comes to visit them. Nobody comes to see them. And sometimes you have to clean their wounds. Sometimes with the nurses, you have to clean them, their bodies. And when you work with them, and each day they regain their strength, and they look at you sometimes with tears in their eyes, and they say to you, Siabulela, thank you. When they do that, hear the words of God that come to you. Don't look for the words of politicians who will only come in your spaces because they want to be seen as the heroes, who want to come in your spaces because they want to be lauded, they want to be seen as the saviors. You do the hard work, but they want to appear to be applauded. Do not look for them for God's blessing. Look into your lives. And thirdly, as I normally say to people, please, when people look at you, don't wait for your pastor to come and bless you. When that old lady looks at you, when that child looks at you and simply say, God bless you from the depth of their soul, that's God's message to you. That's God's powerful presence in you. So when God's people, when God speaks to the voice of those you heal, when God speaks to the voice of the ones who are vulnerable, who live in your presence, remember at that very moment the sacredness of your task. And I also want to say to you, because you are dealing with human life and life that is fragile, sometimes there's a deep, deep wound that goes with doctors, because no matter how much you try to do your best in helping people, because of the severity of the sickness and how late they come into your spaces, some of them lose their lives. Please remember this. Sometimes the best you can do to somebody who prepares to lose, who is preparing to leave this earth, is not to give them complete healing as you wish for, but to give them dignity in the midst of death that is impending. Because in the moment of death that is impending, when you treat them with dignity, when you care for them with love, when you're able to look at them not only with the eyes of tiredness, but with the eyes of compassion, eyes of solidarity, although death comes, they embrace death not because they want to die. They embrace death knowing that in your presence, they're in the presence of the God who awaits for them to come after death. So even though sometimes you live with a deep depression of not being able to save everybody, please remember this truth. The best you can do for the medication outside of the physiological medication you give is the medication of the soul. And the medication of the soul is healed by two things, dignity and love. So if you offer them dignity and love, you are becoming a great physician, because you do not only deal with the body, but you deal with the soul. And when you do that, my dear brothers and sisters, you become instruments of God into death and life in contradiction beyond the moments of death. You are special, therefore, continue to do your work that you do. I also want to say to you, like all of us, there are mistakes that you do. There are things that happen as you do your work. And sometimes, like a goalkeeper, you know the story of a goalkeeper, that when a goalkeeper makes a mistake, it's a goal. And everybody remembers that it's a goal. When a striker makes a mistake, nobody remembers that mistake, because it is not counted against them. Sometimes when you are at the edge of life and death, some of the mistakes that you do can cause serious harm to people. And that can eat at your soul. That can eat at your own mental health. That can eat at your own sense of belief and confidence. Please know this truth. If you come to God and open yourself up to God and say to God, that was a mistake, God is able to forgive you and release you, so that you are released as an instrument, not of your past, not of your mistake, but as an instrument of healing into the future. For the next patient awaits you, and the next patient is dependent on you, not on your guilt, not on your mistake of yesterday, but on your ability and on your training and of your love for them. And as you do that, then may God continue to bless you and give you the instruments that you know you need. Let me make the following calls for you, therefore, as I prepare then to step down out of this. The first call I want to make to you is, please lead us in organizing all Christian doctors within the country to become instruments of exactly what you're doing, founded on the spiritual basis of healing beyond the physical. Because we need you to be that instrument that organizes fellow Christians that are able to say to them, our calling, our sacred task is not adulation from those in power, is not to be seen on television, it is not to be seen on TikTok, it is not to be seen on Facebook. Our greatest call, it is to be able to be instruments of healing for our people, so that the women who are in Tabantu, so that the women who are in Mabi Scroll, so that the men who are in Tabangulu, all those people can have access to the basics of health, so that they're able not to die from preventable diseases whilst we are present in their lives. That we all coordinate our work, not only as a commitment to the government oath we take, but as a true commitment to the God who calls us to heal. So I appeal to you to please lead us. Now, secondly, now that we know that hospitals like Otemisa Hospital and all other hospitals are coming to the news for the wrong reasons, and how the health services have now become infested with the cockroaches and the TDDs of corruption, we need you as our doctors. The SACC recently held an anti-corruption conference. Out of that conference, we discovered that corruption is so rife that it has found itself into the most vulnerable states of our people. In clinics, in hospitals, some of the corruption is so hidden that it is perpetrated in daylight. We are asking of you who are Christian doctors to become the voice of conscience, to become the voice that stands and say, this is not what God wants us to do. Corruption does not build the country. It allows the country to almost disintegrate and fall on itself. And now we are asking of you to be those voices that we can work with us. And it is up to you to say to the church leaders, church leaders, don't only pray for us when you're asking for us to give money to the church. Please give money to the church. Please give money to the church. don't pray for us only when we need money from us. Walk with us. When we see corruption, when we want to stand against corruption, we want to know that our faith leaders are with us. We want to go to our faith leaders and say to our faith leaders, I want to be a whistleblower. I want to stand up against this corruption. And I want you as my faith leader, firstly, to tell the congregation, when I whistleblow, I am not a pimpy. I am not blessed of character. I am one who stands for the truth. I am one who's able to stand for the benefit of our people against the abuse of our resources. I am a truth teller. I am somebody who's speaking the truth. I'm on the side of justice. So therefore, when I whistleblow, I need my church to celebrate me rather than celebrate those who are thieving, because those who are thieving give money to the church. I might not have money at a given time, but you know, for goodness sake, I've got credibility, I've got integrity that I'm offering to this nation, because the church has produced me not only as a doctor, but as a human being of great courage and credibility. When I've got that in my soul, I'm offering something more than gold or silver, because I'm offering a character to the nation that I give. The third thing I want to call on you, and I said it last year when I spoke to you, the church needs you to guide its thinking around the development of the NHI. We are not doctors. We read Matthew and Mark. We might even pretend that we know this stuff, and we're going to talk of photosynthesis, we're going to talk of cancer, we are going to talk about that. In all honesty, we do not know this stuff. We also are not good at policy development, because we are people who just know the values without knowing how policies properly develop. It is high time that the church speaks courageously, speak with clarity, speak consistently on the issue of the NHI. We do know that there's a big tension about accessibility of health to our people and affordability on the time. Mixed in that whole difficulty is the scourge of corruption. That then makes us unable to speak clearly with clarity on what needs to be said and done. We depend on you not only to bring to the fore the issues at play, but bring to the floor the ethics, the values that we want to say. Because we in the church believe in the Jesus Christ who said, I have come so that they must have life and life in abundance. How does that work in a society where people, because of lack of resources, are unable to get access to health care? You must be the ones who are able to guide us, inspire us, and give us the language that allows us to speak with courage, so that when we speak with courage under your inspiration, God's voice is heard, so that we're not beholden by those who are already in the political system of corruption, nor are we beholden to those who are making lots of money out of the healthcare system, and therefore they don't want things to change. Because when they make billions and billions of rents out of the healthcare crises we live in the world, we're unable to take care of the most vulnerable. Remember this truth, that Jesus Christ says, when the day comes, we will not be judged by how much we went to church, despite our own preaching. We will not be judged by how well we sing, despite our worship teams. We'll be judged by whether at the moment where people needed water, we gave them water. Where they needed bread, we gave them bread. Where they needed clothing, we gave them clothing. But most importantly, we'll judge by a church that's able to say, let there be life. And you are the ones who make that possible. God bless you. God guide you. God inspire you as you do this work. I thank you.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu. And we pray that your event goes well there in Cape Town, and the winds are not too strong and not too dangerous, and those who were supposed to be running askis.
Thank you very much, Sandia Balega Mogo, and the timing was not good because the moderator of the church have come to this preaching and I'm here outside.
Askis. Siyabonga Mfundisi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it so happens that I didn't go this year. I was supposed to be there in Cape Town, but something happened and I couldn't go. I hit my ankle, so yeah, I would have been very upset. Okay, so thank you so much with that message from Reverend Molo. I think one of the things that we have been hearing throughout is the need to give dignified healthcare to our people. And I think it's time that perhaps we also do an inner look as individuals, as colleagues, as everyone, to say, why am I here? And how best can I be of service to my people? Right. I like that he called us to come and assist the church with the NHI. Right. Name is Willanget. Tell you, and I was with Matthew and Mark, but he doesn't know photosynthesis. He doesn't know anything about cancer. So let's take the space and help and work as one.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join This Life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.